There is one word that is essential in our relationship with God. That word is now. It's just vitally important. If you were telling me about your eating and you said, yesterday we had this meal, or a week ago we had this Thanksgiving dinner, and you said, and sometime in the future we're going to eat, I would suggest to you that you're going to starve in the meantime. If all there is a past and a hope for a future, you miss the present. You have to eat in the present in order to survive. Well, that's the way it is in our relationship with God. We get caught and trapped talking about all kinds of people, Peter and Paul and all the saints who had a relationship a long time ago with Christ. We talk about, next week I'll have time to pray. Next week, sometime in the future, I'll have time for God. But see, the point of Advent is now. Be watchful now. Be ready now. You know not when he comes. And he will come only in the present. Our allusions to God of the past and God of the future, like we can make a date. In 2 weeks, God, I'll take enough time at 9 o'clock in the morning to pray with you. That isn't a relationship. That's an obligation. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work in your and my relationships, and it doesn't work with God. I think God is constantly suggesting to us, could we do it now? Christ is present right here today. Could you be available to him now? Or do you have too much to daydream about or think about or plan or worry about or plan about tomorrow or worry about yesterday? So you never meet God. Advent is that time that asks us to become fully aware of the present moment and God's presence. The gospel says to us, he may be present in the morning, in the evening, at cockcrow, at midnight. The reality is God is present to us at every single moment, and all we have is moments where we're not available. We're not present to God. And isn't that unfortunate? So the scripture today gives us this great truth and challenges us to say, would you like to have a relationship with me at this moment? Would you like to be connected? Would you like to be in my love and let me be in your life? And I think sometimes some of us would say, how do I do that? We know how to recount the past. We know how to plan for the future. But we don't know how to meet God in the present moment. And it's something you have to learn for yourself. No one can give you their formula and then you follow it exactly and then you find God. There are people who do all kinds of formulas that the church says, the first Fridays or the Holy Saturdays or all these different formulas, and at the end they feel like they've got to do it again and then again and again. We'll pray the Our Father during Mass, a prayer that is meant to connect us to God, in which we declare we know he is our Father, the Father of all of us. We know that in his presence we experience heaven. But do we? Or are we just getting it over with, getting it said, waiting for something magical to happen, waiting for God to intervene? And what God would say to us is, I've been there the whole time. I've been there all the time. And you just didn't have time for me. How do we change that? How do we adjust that? Except to begin to take the time to sit quietly in the presence of the loving God. To acknowledge him everywhere. To acknowledge that he is God with us. We don't celebrate Christmas because it happened 2,000 years ago. We celebrate Christmas because Christ is with us now. We've got to learn to live in the present moment. We know what it's like when we say to our kids, I said, do it now. And we expect them to jump just like that. And yet we adults oftentimes don't have the time to encounter the living God right now. We'll do it in song and prayer that we hope means something when we say it, is an expression of our feelings and of our heart. We'll do it when we leave here in the way we treat each other. We see the glory of God in one another. It's not a one-time thing. It's a constant thing. It's a constant acknowledgement that God is here, that God is with us. This Advent provides us with a great opportunity. In a moment, we'll light a candle, which represents God's presence. A lit candle says God is here. And we'll sing the words that we hope we'll live in our daily life. May this Advent become truly an encounter that we have with the living God in the present moment. That would be a blessing. And you know what we would discover? Surprises. Beyond our understanding. See, we want to calculate everything and plan everything and measure everything and see if it's worth our time and effort. But that isn't the way it works with God. People who've truly encountered God say, and then when I was least expecting it, this happened. And it was an aha moment, and it woke me up, and I discovered that God was with me. It was a great surprise, and it was a pleasant and pleasing moment. It was never filled with guilt and shame. When we live with criticism and unkindness, when we live with impatience and anger, we're living with the evil one. That's how he operates. When we live with God, we carry him into every encounter we have with another human being. And in carrying him, we offer peace. That's a sign of peace. Sometimes you watch people doing it, and it's just a social thing. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Good to see you. Have peace. Boy, it means so much more than that. I will never do or say a thing that will cause you harm. Do you mean that when you say, peace be with you, to another person? I will never do or say a thing that causes you harm. See, God is so available to us to change our lives into lives of hope and joy. To be able to be people who believe so deeply in his presence that it changes us. It surprises us every day with a new encounter with God in a way, in a time, in a place, in a person that we least expect. My brothers and sisters, today we begin our Advent season. Be watchful. Be ready. You know not when he comes. But when you are ready, he will be there.